Welcome to What's Life Podcast, a series of motivational episodes for anyone who is striving to flourish into their callings. Who said you had to do it alone? Let's do it together and answer the question we all have.
Hey everybody, welcome back to What's Life. I'm your host Megan.
And I'm your host Amber.
And today's title is I Am Worthy. Today we're going to discuss why it's so important to know your worth.
Yes, self-worth is honestly one of the best worths that you can ever know.
Yes, it definitely is. If you don't know your worth, then nobody else will.
For real.
It starts with you and understanding that you are worthy of good things and good people. So,
and it's important to know your worth because once you know your worth, then you're going to know how to charge other people for your worth. And that's important because when you think about the things that we give to people, the most important thing we give them is our time. And in order to give somebody your time, you have to know what your time is worth. So that comes all back full circle into knowing your worth.
Yes, it definitely does. So what are some of the things that you do that help you like remind yourself pretty much of what your worth is? Because I know it's easy, like as women, it's easy to forget like what you're worthy of. So we're very guilty of settling a lot. So yeah. It's like, what are some things that you do to remind yourself that I am worthy of this, I do deserve this, and I shouldn't settle for that?
One thing that I just recently started doing that I feel like everybody should do, and it's very popular now, is self-affirmations. Like, just telling yourself that you are everything that you know you want to be, you know. Waking up in the morning and telling yourself, you know, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am successful. Like, those are the things that are going to make you, you know, become what you believe. So that's honestly why I make it a part of my morning routine to do self-affirmations, like, or daily routine. Even if I don't have the time to do it in, like, the morning, I make sure that I do it at least once throughout the day, just because I know that me telling myself that eventually I'll believe it. So that's something that I do. How about you? What's something that you would say?
Same thing. I talk to myself a lot. If you know me,
yeah,
you know that I do. So
self-affirmations,
just speaking positivity over my life and over myself, period. I do a lot of, back to journaling, I do a lot of journaling. So sometimes I do that and just tell myself that I'm beautiful, because, you know, sometimes you might not hear it. Somebody else might not tell you every day, but when you tell yourself every day, you start to believe it. So
And that's something big too, because something I just learned recently is, in order for, you know, people to speak good about you, or people to, you know, talk good about you have to talk about yourself. Because like, if you think about it, if you're not talking good to yourself and you're not being kind to yourself and making sure that you tell yourself all the things you want to hear, why would somebody else want to do those things if you're not doing it already? So I feel like that's why it's so important to make sure that you're the first person to acknowledge the things about you, the good things about you, and, you know, just call out your perfections. Like, we have imperfections, but there are some things to us that stick out. We have some things that are, you know, more noticeable on us, and we know that. So I think it's good to, you know, give ourselves a pat on the back at least once in a while and just say, okay, you know, you bomb. You got some bomb brows or something like that.
Credit.
Like, you know, be your own biggest fan. Honestly, that's something that's important.
Yeah, and I don't know, I feel like a lot of women like jump into relationships and they don't know their worth, so they feel like whatever they receive from that relationship is what they're worthy of. But let me tell you right now, from experience, y'all,
that ain't the truth,
because you could be in a relationship with somebody and they might not know how to treat you, might not know how to appreciate you and everything. So you taking what they're giving you and you're putting that on yourself, like, okay, this is what I'm worthy of. No, that's not what you're worthy of. That's just as much as they know. So you can't limit yourself to what somebody else knows. Know your worth. You have to know it before anybody else knows it. Like, going back to that, like, you got to know your worth before you get in a relationship. So,
and especially going into something new, like as far as speaking of relationships, or not even just relationships, but new jobs, friendships, whatever it is, you have to know your worth, because sometimes at the end of the day, you have to teach others what you're worth. Everybody, like Megan just said, everybody's not going to see your worth. Everybody's not going to be like, oh, you know, come into your life and think that, oh, she's marvelous, she's wonderful, she's worth all the time that I'm going to get. No, people are going to think that, what's about her that makes her worth it? People want to know that you know your worth. And once you know your worth, charge whatever you're worth, and then add them taxes.
Period.
Okay, because those taxes and those things that make you special, make you different, are what's going to get you where you need to be in life. Don't be afraid to, you know, gas yourself sometimes. Put a little extra in the tank, because you are everything that you believe. Like, if you say it, you will be that. So
yes, that's very true.
That's why it's good to know, like, ain't nothing wrong with charging what you're worth. There's nothing wrong with holding your head high and walking like you are who you say you are, because at the end of the day, if that's who you say you are, then that's who you're gonna be. So
exactly.
Yeah,
I definitely agree.
Yeah, that's thing. I feel like that's something that, shoot, in life, it took me a minute to learn my self-worth, and I'm not even gonna say that, oh, I know my worth now, and I know to a penny how much I'm worth, and no, I'm still learning. Yeah, I'm still young. I'm growing, and you know, every day I feel like as more I learn, the more my worth is up. Is I'm being added, making modifications, and everything is being, you know, added, because I'm still working on myself. So when I grow, my worth goes up. What I'm worth is always based on how much I'm learning and what I'm doing in that moment. So
yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Like, the more you learn, the higher your worth goes up, because it's like, I'm not gonna jump into any job or any relationship or any friendship and not receive the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, they not appreciate my worth pretty much. So, I don't know. Yeah.
And it's important to, what is something that you say would be like, you know how I answer the question, like, I don't think you said what, you said you did self-affirmation, but what is something else that you say you would do that helps to continuously grow your worth, that keeps your worth, like, upgrade? And what's something that you do?
Acknowledging my own faults, really. Acknowledging my own faults. Because
maturity.
Yeah, because I'm not perfect at the end of the day. I get on this podcast, we talk, and y'all see me on social media. Y'all see both of us on social media. But at the end of the day, we're not perfect. And the thing that I try to do the most is acknowledge where I'm not perfect at. And try to, not perfect it, but I work on myself, because you can watch all the podcasts in the world, you can watch all these sermons and videos and everything, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're not applying it to your life. So I feel like what I do to keep me, like, on my game pretty much is, I don't know, acknowledging my faults and trying to fix them.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really
good. How about you?
For me, something I would have to say would be, not annually, but, like, kind of goal check-ins, like, just checking to see my progress points, and, you know, me seeing where I came from to where I am now is something that tells me, okay, I did get better, and I know that I'm still growing, so I deserve certain things, or I deserve certain, you know, things that I give to myself. Because at the end of the day, if you think about it, the same way that, you know, plants grow, and if you stop watering them, they die, different things like that, we are the same way when it comes to knowing our worth, and, you know, feeling worthy, not even just being worthy, but feeling worthy. I feel like that ties into self-care, and it's like, you have to continuously make sure you're consistently and intentionally planning things to make yourself feel good, because when you know that you feel good, it'll show on the outside. So it's like, you have to make sure you're doing that. When you stop taking care of yourself, think about it, you start to feel like you're down, you start to feel like, I know I'm not on my A game, like, I know I'm better than this, and I know I've had better days than this, but what's going on? Like, you gotta remember, take care of you, feed yourself, feed your spirit, your mind, your surroundings, make sure you're taking care of it, and it's healthy, because when it's healthy, it's going to show around you, and it shows in your life. It shows. So all that stuff, I feel, is tied in together. So yeah, it's like, definitely. That's why I try to make sure that I'm doing these little things here and there, because it makes sense.
Yeah. What you put in does come out. So it definitely makes sense. You got to pay attention to the things you take in, the people you're around, the things you listen to. That's why in the morning, the first thing I turn on is gospel music, because I need to start my day with the Lord.
Yeah.
Because people be trying me, y'all. People be trying me. I don't know. I just always pay attention to what I take in. I don't want to take in too much of worldly things and then just lose myself in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely agree.
And it's easy in life. If you think about it, it's easy to feel like we're unworthy of certain things. Mm-hmm. It's easy because life beats you up. Life gets hard. Life gets down. You know, you have situations that make you feel like you're the lowest you've ever been, and you start to think, okay, maybe I'm not getting this because I don't deserve this. Maybe I'm not upgrading because I don't deserve it. But you know what? You have to believe that even in your worst days, you're still worthy of the things that you receive on your best day. You are always worthy of what's yours, because at the end of the day, it's still yours. You just have to get your mind in that place of being ready to receive whatever it is. So, Yeah.
That's definitely true. I saw this quote. It said, I am worthy of all the things that I want, even if they're out of reach, even if they seem out of reach. Because honestly, we just had this conversation yesterday. It's like, it's a lot of things that seem out of reach, but you can do it. It's just, you have to get out of your own way at the end of the day. That's how we are. We have to get out of our own way, and then we'll get to where we need to be. So it's there. It may seem far, but you got to dig deep.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do so you can get there.
And you really got to tap in. You have to know when to tap into yourself. And sometimes things may seem like you have to dig, but sometimes it does hurt. It might hurt you to go a little deeper and tap into what's really inside you. You have to dig away that negativity sometimes in order to get to what's good on the inside. So you have to shed those layers of, you know, all the things that were holding you back, like negative self-talk or, you know, just negative beliefs or behaviors or expectations. All that stuff has to go before you can actually see what's really been hidden underneath all of that, you know, badness. So
definitely true. You gotta release so you can receive, y'all. Okay. You gotta release so you can receive.
Okay. Hey, if you need to know about it, now you know.
If you know, you know.
You know.
Download
if you
that.
Don't know, for real. Go ahead and follow her.
But yeah, that's definitely true, though.
Yeah. I think that we're just like in a place now of like our self-worth has been coming to more and more realization, because the older we get, it's like we want different things out of life now. And so in order for us to get and receive those different things, we have to put ourselves in those, up on the, hold ourselves higher in order to get there. So it's like, we have to see. I'm realizing now that I'm looking at over my life and I'm like, okay, I'm not where I was before. And since I wasn't where I was before, the same things that I used to do, they don't work for me no more. My mind is upgraded and my life is upgraded. So what I need is upgraded. My needs are, they're higher. And it's like, it's crazy that I've worked to get there. And now that I'm here, it's like, okay, dang, I didn't even realize that, you know, I was already upgraded to this level. And, you know, I didn't know, like, just because I hadn't really paid attention to my worth growing. So that's why I think it's so good to do like self checkpoints and stuff, just to make sure that you know your worth.
Yeah.
For everybody should know their worth.
Yeah, everybody should. And another thing that I was just thinking when you just said that, like, now that you looked back and you see that you've leveled up pretty much, you've grown, and low key, it can get lonely up there.
Hey, they say it's lonely at the top.
It's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like sometimes when you just grow apart from things, and I don't know, sometimes you just feel like you're by yourself and like, dang, why don't they see it like this? But at the end of the day, like, you got to just stay focused at the end of the day.
One thing even that... If you,
go ahead.
No, what you saying? Finish your thought.
Even if you start to feel lonely, you just got to stay focused and know that, like, where you're trying to go, everybody can't come with you. So... It might be lonely a little bit when you start to grow and start to mature and realize these things, but you just got to embrace it.
Yeah. And what I was going to say was that something that I used to practice a long time ago, I had forgot that I even looked it up and was even like practicing it, but it was solitude. And I was, it's when I was coming out of a previous relationship that I had before, and I was just trying to figure out, okay, what is solitude? Like, I was looking up the definition for it. I was trying to figure out more about, like, just, you know, the, because it's a, like, meditation and different things like that. People practice solitude like that. I don't know if anybody knows that, but people do practice solitude where it's intentional, you know, intentionally being alone while you're in the process of growing. And one thing that I learned from that is that a lot of times it's easier for you to grow in a place of solitude, because when you're focus in your own little world, you're not hearing the outside thoughts of any other voice of your journey. So whatever you're going through, you don't have to hear the, oh, well, are you sure you want to do that? Or are you sure that fits
everybody
you?
Else's opinions.
Are you sure that you should be doing that? Like, it doesn't, because when you, if you think about it, wherever you want to go in life, somebody's always gonna have something to say. Think about a moment in your life where you had something you were so excited about and you were just so ready to do, and you go and run and tell somebody who's close to you, and that person's reaction is not what you wanted. The reaction is, it's not bad, but it's not necessarily good at the same time. And sometimes even those interactions where they're not always bad, but still not good, can really harm you, because...
Yeah, it can keep you from doing what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you're not going to want to keep chasing after that thing, because now you're starting to question yourself and you're starting to think, is that what I want to do? What does that really fit my life? Am I sure I want to do this? Can I afford to do this? Don't think about that. That's why, figure out all the steps that you want to you need to take to get to a goal before you tell somebody. See if it's actually obtainable to you. Is it something that you can financially do? Is it something that you actually want to do? Mm-hmm. Follow somebody who's doing what you want to do and see their lifestyle. Is that what you want? Before actually even embarking on it, and then before even telling somebody.
Yeah.
So just make sure you know. Like, that's, it's good to know, but it's like always good to just make sure that you do your research before, because I've done that before where I've been like so excited to do something and not go and I tell somebody and then they're not as excited. I'm like, dang, maybe I don't want to do that no more. And I don't do it because I let somebody else's thought or somebody else's, you know, ideas.
And it wasn't ready for somebody else to know yet.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. That's pretty much like birthing something before it's ready. Mm-hmm. For me, that's how I see it. Like, when we have new ideas, business ideas, we don't run and tell everybody right off the bat because... Right. There's some things that, like she said, we got to do our research, see if we can really do this. What steps do we need to take? The first thing I do is pray to God about it because, mm-hmm. God, if you want this to happen, I know you're going to make it happen. So I'm going to pray on it. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to do my part, but I'm going to let him do his part at the end of the day because, I don't know, like you said, just telling people and not getting a reaction that you're looking for, that can really crush people. So mm-hmm. I always go to God first and just pray on it.
Yeah, you have to. And it's just... It's steps that it all takes, but I feel like once you do those steps, and it takes time, some things, be patient with yourself.
Be patient.
Give yourself grace in those times where you're trying to figure yourself out. Let yourself know that you're still learning something. Mm-hmm. It's something new that you're embarking on. It doesn't have to, you know, always work out. Sometimes some things don't. Be grateful for the things that don't work out. I know we talked about that before, but be grateful.
Yes, definitely.
Because everything
God would not close one door if he's not going to open another one with
talk about
everything
it.
Up in there. Okay.
Talk about it.
For real.
Because for real.
Y'all.
I think
everything
I'm just such,
for a reason.
I'm in such a place right now to where it's just like, I don't know, my worth comes from what I have in that moment. It's like I could not have a lot, but I could still be so grateful for what little I have, and I could still feel like I'm worth everything that I know I'm worth. Mm-hmm. Just because gratitude is everything. And knowing that, you know, what you have, if you're grateful for a little, God will make you owner of many. That's what, mm-hmm. it's something like that. It says in the Bible. If you say, it says, if you're faithful over a few, God will grant you many. Multitude and mm-hmm. many. So that's just something that
is very true.
Comes with it. Yeah. So know your worth, y'all. That's all. That's it. And don't be afraid. Step into it. Y'all know y'all be seeing something. Okay, this is sidebar, and you know, some people might be like, okay, she ain't saying that. But no, listen, think about it this way. Some people be looking at some larger people who wear less clothes than they should. Okay, no, this is very
you're
serious.
You're right.
And people sit and they look at them and they say, why did she come out the house like that? Mm-hmm. Why would they walk out or walk around like that? Because they don't care of your opinion. They know what they know about themselves.
They know
their confidence is so high to where even you thinking or giving them a side eye, it would probably give them more confidence. I'm thinking, oh, she just mad. She can't have these curves
that
look like this.
She's looking at me, though.
Y'all, like, get that type of mindset. I don't care what nobody say. Like, some people who, you know, wear clothes that they know they shouldn't be in, they wear them clothes because they know they look good. Mm-hmm. They don't care about what nobody else. And to them, they do look good. Think that about yourself. That's how your self-worth has to be. You have to know that you're worth more than you can even think or imagine. Like, I know my worth is outside of this world. I know it's worth it. I can't put a price on it because I know it's out of here. It's gone. And that's just the way that my mind is. I wish everybody had that mindset to where what's for you is always going to be for you. Nobody could take it.
A lot of people can't handle it either. When you know your worth, a lot of people cannot handle it because
that's Amber,
we know. So when we see stuff and something just rub us the wrong way or something, a lot of people can't handle that. We know what's going on, or we're like paying attention that we know our worth and we know that's not right.
Right.
Something ain't right. Like, we know. A lot of people can't handle that. They can't. But you got to get with the people who do know how to handle
it.
People that do know their worth.
Period.
Who are going to help you see that your worth.
Because
it's been plenty of times where I didn't see my own worth, but Amber saw it. So Amber pulled it out of me. Plenty of times, y'all.
Okay.
So surround yourself with people who see your worth, even when you can't see it. So that's so important right there. That right there.
For real. Ooh. And you got to make sure that you're around people who, when it comes to business things and it comes to things that, you know, affect your career and your lifestyle, the people around you are speaking on it. They're speaking life into those things. If you don't have friends who, when you start a project or you do something and they not gassing you and telling you that yo, this is tight, this is bomb, like, I'm here for this. Mm-hmm. Gassing you up, making you know that, you know, giving you excitement towards what your new goal is. Mm-hmm. You got to cut them people out, because the way that me and Megan, our energy be when we both starting something and we know mm-hmm. that we finna take off. Okay, we know that. And I'm gonna let her know that she know that. I'm gonna let her know that I know that. Because yeah. at the end of the day, I want her success like I want my success. And I think I told you that the other day. Like,
we was just talking about that.
I mm-hmm. want things for her like I want for me. And that's the type of people out that I want to keep around me. I can't have nobody around my circle who not gonna encourage me when I'm not feeling the best about a project and just say, I don't know. If they say, if you don't go ahead and release that, go ahead and do it.
That's literally what she said.
Put that out.
When I had my app... I had my app sitting for like probably like 3 months, and Amber was at my house. I don't know what we was doing, and she before she left, she was like, "Drop your app." But like, if you don't drop your app, I was like,
"For real?" Because
it's
like,
not ready. I don't think it's ready. But she was just like pulling it out of me. You need to surround yourself with people who pull it out of you, y'all. Mm-hmm. Cause man,
your people around you, your the people who you keep yourself like around, they have to know your worth too. And that's the thing about teaching each other your worth. Like once you tell your friends and those around you your worth, they should know that, and they should stick up for your worth. They shouldn't let you go lower than you worth. Mm-hmm. Me and Megan, we know that I'm not gonna let her go lower than she worth. I'm not gonna let her have a day where she's like, "Ooh, I'm not feeling this," or "I don't like this." No, no, get yourself out of that. But get up out of that. Because we don't have time for that. You have to have people who motivate you and keep you uplifted. They have to keep you on point.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it.
You got to know your worth. Yes. And people around you got to know it too.
Period.
And don't surround yourself with people that don't know your worth. Y'all, no, just don't
for real.
Do it.
Just for real. Don't even think about it. Just cut them people out. Mm-hmm. Just cut it out.
They're not going to do nothing but take and drain you. So.
Yeah. That's very true.
Don't do it.
I think that's, you know, I think we hit that topic right there on the head. Yeah. We hit that for one. Yeah, just know your worth. But I think it's time for our What's Life segments.
Yes. Now we're going to move into our What's Life segments. We're going to start off with our soul song for the week. What's your soul song?
My soul song. Before we do this, you want to explain it again? I think we should just get into the habit of just explaining it for you guys. Yeah. Just these next couple of episodes, we're just going to explain it just to give you guys a refresher of what each app or each segment is. So before I do my soul song, your soul song is the song that pretty much you were attached to this week, the one song that you heard that just really touched your soul and just gave you that spark inside your spirit, and you knew that it was really your soul song. So my soul song for the week is I Know the Plans by Martha Munezzi. That song is one of my favorites because in that song she literally talks about knowing the plans and God knowing the plans that he has for you. It's just talking about pretty much knowing that your future is going to give you better than what you have now. It's going to give you greater. And I don't know, that song is just, it gives me a constant reminder that no matter what I'm going through, that the plans are already written for me. They're already, my end and what's for me, it's already out there. I just have to continue walking towards it. So that's why I love that song, just because that it gives me that constant reminder. So what's your soul song?
My soul song is Fill the Room by Maverick City Music. Mm-hmm. It's really just a cry out to God and asking him to fill the room with his Holy Spirit. And that's how I feel in my life right now. I just want God to fill me up till I overflow. That's another soul song.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I just want God to fill me up, fill my room, fill my life. Everybody that's connected to me, fill their lives. I want him to fill me up so that people can see him and not me. And so that my life is just flourishes in his name. So that's my soul song.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Next is Lifeline. What's your Lifeline of the week?
Lifeline of the week. Do you want to explain Lifeline?
Oh, yes. Lifeline is pretty much the one thing that you couldn't go without this week. And it just kept you pushing and kept you getting through the week. So, that's a Lifeline.
My Lifeline for this week would definitely have to be my short, but just grateful for 30-minute breaks. Because those little breaks that I get at work, like, yeah, okay, so I think it's a crime that, you know, we work 8 hours a day and only get 30 minutes, a 30-minute break. That's all I get for 8 hours?
Yeah, that's why I added extra 20, but don't tell nobody.
Look, not a world gonna know. Look, y'all not don't a tell nobody. Gonna, look, y'all don't tell nobody. Just don't say nothing. But no, I'm just so grateful for those breaks because those are like my midpoint, my check-ins with myself during the day. And it gives me really time to reflect of how grateful I am for my job and how good my day is. And I just really sit in those times, just peace and quiet and just kind of just, eat my lunch and just really think over my day. And I get, it also gives me time to plan the rest of my day. So it's like, okay, I know that I'm halfway through my day. I'm at work. I done did this. This is what I can do for the rest of today and still have a good day. So I just love those 30 minutes, even though it's not a lot. But, you know, hopefully, you know, they change that to 35, 40, 45, 50. $55 an hour.
Okay.
Nah, I'll take an hour.
Okay.
Nah, I'll take the hour. I used to let them hours of heart limit. We used to get them hour breaks.
Yeah. We should have did.
Every now and then it came. But yes, what is your lifeline for the week?
My lifeline this week has to be like my morning worship sessions. It was the same last week, but y'all, it's getting me through.
Yeah.
So my car rides to work and my morning sessions like in my bathroom before I get while I'm getting ready for work. It's just that time I spend with God, it gets me through. And I can feel the difference. Like, when I don't do it, I feel the difference. So, that's my lifeline.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Next is our life is moment. Life is pretty much what's life to you? What has life been to you this week? One word to describe it.
So, life for me this week, I have two words. I don't know. I feel like life for me this week, it's on track. And I feel like the reason life is on track because it's like, even though I'm not where exactly I want to be, but I'm where I need to be in this moment. I know mm-hmm. that it's flowing in like a railroad, like train tracks. They, if they get offline, they not on. But when they're on, they on and they're flowing. So I feel like my life right now is just, it's on track, moving at its own pace, you know, making all the necessary stops I have to make to get to my destination. So,
yeah.
That's my life is moment. What is life for you this week?
Life is flowing. That's crazy.
Nice. That's crazy.
Life is flowing for me because I'm just trying to embrace where I'm at right now. I'm not trying to focus so much on, I'm focused on my future, but at the same time, I'm not trying to stress on my future. So life is just flowing for me right now. I'm just letting God have his will. So life is flowing.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. But we thank you guys so much for tuning in with us for another episode, guys. Yes, as usual, you. Make sure you follow us on social media at What's Life Podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
So make sure you guys follow us. We don't post as much, but we're going to start back soon. So yes, just be on the lookout. And, you know, just make sure you guys are sending us your life is moments if you want to tag in and or you have an episode that you want to hear us speak on or something like that. Just make sure that you guys, you know, comment and let us know.
Yes, definitely. Give us your feedback. So we want to hear from you.
Yes, y'all. So
yes, thank you guys for tuning in on another episode of
What's Life?